boys and girls. This is Jeanette MacDonald. I'm going to tell you a story about a lovely girl named Cinderella. She was so very beautiful, but still she was terribly unhappy. You see, she had to live with her wicked stepmother and her two ugly stepsisters, and they treated Cinderella simply awful. She wasn't ever allowed to play. She only had dirty old rags to wear, and at night she had to sleep on a bundle of straw in the cinders by the fire. That's why they called her Cinderella. One day, the stepsisters were all excited. The town crier had just announced...
Hear ye, hear ye! All pretty maidens are invited to the ball at the palace tonight. Prince Charming will dance with the most beautiful girl in the kingdom. Hear ye, hear ye!
Well, when Cinderella's stepsisters heard that, they started to get ready for the ball. Let's listen to them.
No one has a gown as lovely as mine. How could the prince think of dancing with anyone but me? Don't be silly. I look like a real princess in my dress.
Of course, the stepmother thought her ugly daughters looked lovely.
I'm sure the prince will want to dance with you both.
May I please have one of your old dresses to wear?
What on earth for, Cinderella?
I'd so love to go to the ball, stepmother.
Who wants to go to the ball?
Dirty old Cinderella.
How dare you ask to wear my dress?
You're only good for one thing. Cinderella, sweep the floor.
I will, stepmother. I will.
Cinderella, go to the store.
I will, stepsister. I will.
Clean the kitchen.
Wash the windows.
Draw the water.
Make the bed.
Clear the table.
Dry the dishes.
Light the oven.
Bake the bread.
Polish my jewels and brush my hair.
Light the fire and sit right there. If anyone happens to call, just say that we're all at the ball.
I will, stepmother. I will. I will, stepsisters. I will.
And so her stepmother and stepsisters left Cinderella sitting all alone by the fire.
I wish I may, I wish I might go to the prince's ball tonight. I wish I might, I wish I may dance when the music begins to play. I want to be there in a gown I can wear with little glass slippers and jewels in my hair. I'd love to see the ball tonight. I wish I may. I wish I might.
That's strange. I thought I heard the tinkling of the bell.
And so you did, Cinderella. It's the bell on my magic wand.
Who are you?
I am your fairy godmother. I heard you make a wish just now. And as making wishes come true is what fairy godmothers are for, here I am.
Oh, can you really make wishes come true?
Just you wait, and you'll see what this magic wand of mine can do.
Magic wand make my wishes come true.
That's my secret. But I'll show you, Cinderella. Now, what is your dearest wish?
I wish I may, I wish I might go to the prince's ball tonight.
Very well, you shall go. But first, let me see. Oh, of course, you'll need a coach. Cinderella, go out into the garden and bring me the biggest and yellowest pumpkin you can find.
A pumpkin?
Cinderella couldn't imagine what her fairy godmother wanted with a pumpkin. But she went out into the garden, and finding the biggest one of all, rolled it back.
That's fine. Now I wave my magic wand over this pumpkin. Hocus, pocus, jiminy, hocus.
What a beautiful coach, all shining gold, and it even has golden wheels. Fairy godmother, that was wonderful.
That was easy. Now watch this. Did you ever imagine that these six little white mice here could become six beautiful white horses to draw your coach?
Can you really do that?
Ready? I wave my magic wand over these little mice, and hocus, pocus, jiminy, hocus. There are your horses.
Oh, what wonderful white horses. Look at them prance. And they have gold harnesses, too.
Now all you need is a coachman and footman. Here, these rats with the long whiskers will do just fine. Hocus, pocus, Jiminy Orcus.
How handsome they are. And look, they have long whiskers, just like before.
And now for the most important thing of all. Come here, Cinderella. I wave my magic wand. Hocus, pocus, Jiminy Orcus.
And the fairy godmother changed the ragged little girl into the most beautiful princess in all the world. A gown of shining silver, diamonds in her hair, and on her feet the tiniest, cutest little glass slippers there ever were.
I'm so happy. Oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. Just like a princess from head to toe. Oh, can it be, can it be, can it be? Off to the palace to dance I'll go. My coach has wheels of yellow. My coachman's a handsome fellow. I'm happier than I can tell. Oh, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Now, my dear, you may go to the ball. But before you do, you must promise me two things.
I'll promise anything, fairy godmother.
First, you must not tell anyone who you are or where you come from. And second, you must leave the ball and be home before the clock strikes 12. Because I warn you, if you aren't home before midnight, all my magic will fade away and these things will all disappear.
I promise, Godmother. I promise. To the palace, coachman.
When Cinderella arrived at the palace, the music was playing and the young people were dancing. Everybody looked so happy and gay. The room was full of the most beautiful girls. Cinderella just couldn't believe her eyes. She'd never dreamt that a ball could really be as wonderful as this.
Who is that beautiful princess who just came into the room?
Look at her glass slippers. How tiny they are.
Prince Charming will now dance with the most beautiful girl in the kingdom.
The music played, and the prince walked around the room, looking carefully at all the lovely girls, who smiled and tried to look their prettiest. When he came to the stepsisters, he walked quickly by as if he hadn't even seen them. And then suddenly he stopped, right in front of Cinderella.
Oh, lovely princess. Never have I seen anyone as beautiful as you. Who are you?
That I cannot tell you, Your Highness.
Well, perhaps you can tell me where you come from. I've never seen you before, I'm sure.
I'm sorry. I should really like to be able to tell you, but I dare not.
Well, could you... I mean... Do you think, my lovely princess, you would like to dance with me?
Oh, I'd love to dance with you.
And so Cinderella and Prince Charming danced together. They danced and danced, and everybody stood by and watched. And Cinderella was so happy, she forgot all about the time.
Tonight I will be merry. Tonight my heart is night. I wish this night were never done, but time will run when one has fun. I'll dance with my Prince Charming. He holds me very tight. I'll find romance when I am dancing the waltz.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It must be midnight. Maybe if I run quickly.
Come back. Come back. Don't run away, my princess.
Stop her. Stop her. Stop her. But Cinderella only ran faster and faster, down the steps and out of the palace, as fast as she could go. She ran so fast she lost one of her little glass slippers on the palace steps. But she didn't have time to turn back. She hurried to her carriage, and just as she reached it, the clock struck 12. the coach turned back into a pumpkin. The six white horses turned again to little mice and scampered away. The coachman and footman disappeared. And Cinderella was once again in rags. She started to cry as she walked sadly home. Meanwhile, the prince ran after Cinderella, but as he hurried down the steps, he only saw a ragged little girl walking along the road. He started back up the steps, then, suddenly, he stopped.
What's this? Ah, it's a slipper. A little glass slipper. It could only belong to my princess. I know what I'll do. I'll search the kingdom until I find the girl whose foot fits this tiny slipper.
The very next day, the king's crier announced.
Hear ye, hear ye! The king commands all maidens of the kingdom to try on this little glass slipper. Whoever can wear the slipper will marry the prince and live in the royal palace forever. Hear ye, hear ye!
And the king's crier went from house to house trying the slipper on all the young girls in the kingdom. But there wasn't one girl whose foot would fit the tiny slipper. Meanwhile, Cinderella's stepmother said to her daughters,
"You must try to squeeze your foot into the glass slipper, even if it hurts, because one of you must surely marry the prince, so that we can go to live in the palace."
Who's there?
It's the king's crier. We have come to try the glass slipper on the maidens of the house.
Oh, do come in. I'm sure you'll find the princess here. Cinderella, go and sit by the fire and don't say one word.
Yes, stepmother.
Come in, gentlemen. Come in. We've been expecting you.
Are there any young ladies here?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Two of them.
Very well. Here, you young lady, you may try first. Although I'm sure your foot is much too big.
Oh, but I want to try anyway.
And so she squeezed and squeezed and pushed and pushed. But she couldn't get her foot into the little glass slipper.
See, I told you. And you, young lady, you may as well forget it, too.
Well, I never. You try just the same, dear.
And so the other stepsister tried the little slipper on, too, but she couldn't get her foot into it either. Then the crier spied Cinderella sitting by the fire.
Who is that girl sitting over there?
Oh, that's only Cinderella. She didn't go to the ball. There isn't any use of trying the slipper on her.
The king ordered the slipper to be tried on every girl in the kingdom. Come here, Cinderella.
And as Cinderella slipped her dainty foot into the tiny glass slipper, it fit her perfectly. Instantly, her rags changed into a beautiful gown. The diamonds were in her hair again, and she was a beautiful princess once more.
At last we've found her. Cinderella is the princess. Come, we must go at once to the palace.
And when the prince saw Cinderella again, he was overjoyed. As for Cinderella, well, just listen to her.
Today I found Prince Charming. Today the world is gay. The horns will blow, the bells will ring, and everything will laugh and sing. I live inside the palace, so let the music play. I'm happy since I found my prince on our wedding day.
I'll bet you can guess what happened then. Mm-hmm. That's right. Prince Charming and Cinderella were married that very day. And they lived happily ever after.